On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? Redskins Talk Podcast. JP Finley here. We got a packed show, and we're all in on Richmond at this point, man. We're going to be there in two nights, and training camp is here. 2018 football is here. Get your...
I smell football. I can smell it.
Pete, never make that noise again into a microphone. That was so gross. Well, Pete is here, everybody. Tandler is on the phone from the Lazy Boy. Where you at, RT?
I'm at the desk.
Okay. Comfortable desk chair, as you like to point out?
Comfortable desk chair, yes.
And
executive desk chair.
Executive desk chair. We have boots on the ground in Richmond. Mitch Tischler, no longer hockey Mitch, football Mitch is back. How are you, sir?
Football Mitch is back. How you guys doing?
We are good, man. We are good. I want to hear about everything down in Richmond. Here's what we're going to discuss. We're talking Richmond specific. We're talking restaurants, buses, all sorts of weird things to discuss. And then each of us is going to give our breakout player from training camp through the season, who we think that's going to be. We're going to do the bulk of that after, but I am going to put, Tandler, do you want to go or do you want me to make Pete go? Tandler?
What? I'm sorry.
What the hell, dude?
Are you distracted? Or are you doing something other than the podcast
right
now?
Are you writing 2019 need to knows right now? What are you doing?
I can't say, but I'm ready now.
What the hell?
Okay.
What is going on over there in the executive desk chair?
Really gone off the radar.
Something caught my attention. I'm sorry.
Whoa. All right, Shady.
Right. Can't discuss.
Okay, dude. Fine. All right. We're just going to have Pete go. Pete, who's your under the radar player?
My under the radar player is going to be Anthony Lanier. I was deciding between him and Matt Ioannidis, but I think we're all excited about Daron Payne, Tim Settle, the return of Jonathan Allen, but Lanier is now going to be freed up to do what he specializes, and that is pass rush, pass rush, pass rush. Quieter guy on the D-line. No one's really talking about him right now, but look for him to get 7, maybe 8 sacks and have a nice big year for the Redskins.
You very clearly stole mine. All right, so we're going to talk more about that. I also have an idea for training camp that I want our listeners to do that's going to be a lot of fun. Real quick, let's go talk to Michael Phillips. Michael Phillips covers the Redskins for the Richmond Times-Dispatch and has a bunch of other job titles, too. Here comes Phillips.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Key of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Very excited to have our friend Michael Phillips, the most distinct laugh in all of Redskins beat writing history. Or I guess I can't say all of Redskins beat writing history, but he's got a hell of a laugh. Phillips, how you doing, man?
My guy, what's up?
I would have said your job title, but I have no idea what it is anymore. Are you the editor-in-chief of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, or just how high up do you rank now?
Yeah, we're working my way there. Sports editor. I send Spider-Man out, and he comes back with stories. That's kind of my – I'm the guy behind the desk yelling at him.
Yeah, but you are back on the beat now, though, too, right?
I am. I'm going to be back on the beat this year. Player coach.
Player coach.
It, so
Frank
I
Robinson.
I also have gambling issues, so it's going to work out all right.
All right, dude. I'm excited to have you back, man. The room loses a little something when you're not there, just because you throw great zings around, and like I said, the laugh. And you will always ask like the most pain in the ass question of the coach. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we'll kind of start like, that was a tough loss. What did you learn from it? And then Phillips will just come in and throw the haymaker.
I'm going to serve this man for like December, and then none of us stand each other. I'll play this back. Remember the pre-training camp optimism. This is great.
All right. This is our Richmond preview episode, because we're going to be there in 2 days. Wednesday kicks everything off, and then fans, everybody will be there Thursday. It's going to be wild. You've probably written a ton about what to expect from this Redskins team. Taylor and I have. We've talked about it a lot. I want to know what to expect in Richmond, Virginia. And here's why I want to do this. Last year I got down there, and in the way I usually do, I had like 7 minutes to get to Jay Gruden's first press conference. I was very late, and then I discovered that there was massive construction on Broad Street, and I was actually late. So what has happened in the last year? I don't think I've been to Richmond since training camp last year. What do we need to know?
All the restaurants are popping, you know, all the great spots. We got some more new great spots for you. But the construction is gone, and in its place is a new high-speed bus.
What?
So, Didn't know such a thing existed.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
What?
So I think the original plan was light rail, because that's what the cool cities are doing. But that costs money, it turns out. But what doesn't cost money is running a bus and calling it a high-speed bus. This isn't like a Keanu Reeves kind of situation here. You're good to get on the bus. But it'll drop people off right in front of training camp. This is like a Metro bus.
Hold on, I got to ask.
They've rigged the stoplights on Broad Street so that the bus never has to stop. The bus always gets a green light.
What? All right, hold on. Taylor wants to ask you about – Taylor's in charge of the breweries, and we're going to let him get to this, but I got to dig down on this high-speed bus.
Yeah.
What was the construction for? It's a bus.
J.P. Finley on the road segment to be you on the bus. That is absolutely the first Richmond segment I need this year.
Hell, I'll ride the bus. Does it go way from the West End or wherever we stay?
Yeah, and it has stations. It's like a light rail. You buy a ticket, you get on.
Yeah.
You know, like you would get on the Metro, not like pay your fare as a bus driver. This is as close as you can get to the subway experience without seeing any rats.
But it's a bus. So what did they build? Stations?
They built the stations, and they built a lane. Bus gets its own lane. You can't go in the bus's lane.
Yeah, but it was already a road. Like, you didn't build a new, whatever.
So if the bus runs up against like an ambulance with its sirens on, who has priority? It sounds like they're reorganizing the whole city for this damn bus.
I think your best move is to put the sick people on the bus.
True. Get them there much quicker.
Yeah.
All right. The guy that hates shtick is going to be so mad about all this bus talk. Taylor, you're up, dude. Ask another question. I can't process the bus.
The bus will take you to the brewery, Taylor. Don't worry.
That's good. Well, that's what I want to ask about. Is there anything new down there in the way of just restaurants in general? Of course, the most interest would be in the brew pub variety.
Oh yeah, well you got the Vale was here last year. That's the spot.
Actually, real quick, we will be doing Redskins 100 live from the Vale on Thursday night. So everybody should come. Anyway, go ahead, Phillips.
Fantastic. Hardywood built the new Palace of Brewing. That's out west of town. And then Stone Brewing has opened up their operations. You can go see that. I think everybody knows Stone Brewing. It's a national thing. But
Is that outside of town or what?
No, that's downtown.
Nice.
Just south of downtown, yeah.
Very cool. And I got somebody on Twitter was hitting me up about Champion Brewing. Is that? Have you heard of that one, Phillips?
That is right across the street from our offices. To drop in and say, hey, at the Times Dispatch, you can punch out some box scores while you're in there.
Can I take the bus to the Times Dispatch?
Absolutely. We are on the bus route. And everybody's favorite barbecue place, ZZQ, is now open 7 days a week, which is a huge improvement as well.
Great. All right, Pete. Pete just found out he gets to go to Richmond, so I think he's pretty happy. I don't even know that he has. You know where Pete likes to hang out in Richmond? And this drives me so crazy. TGI Fridays out on Broad Street, out by our hotel.
That's my spot. Is it still there, Phillips? Is it still thriving?
I've never been in the TGI Fridays.
Well, you're missing out.
Do you know what's even worse?
Pete, welcome to Richmond. I see you filming like one of those I'm going to Disneyland videos, but you know, it's I'm going to Redskins training camp in Richmond.
Yeah, JP and Mitch were threatening me for about 2 months saying, oh, we're not really sure if you're going. And I kind of started to buy into it that I wasn't going. So finding out that I was a really big accomplishment.
The worst part of it, what do you call Fridays?
I call it TGIs. I don't even use Friday in the title.
Oh, my God, no.
It's just a reminder that 15 pieces of flair is the minimum amount of flair.
We have to reverse this decision and leave them home.
Sorry, it's all been booked, Taylor. I'm coming down.
Yeah, dude, I think his hotel rooms were paid for. And
no, if you're going out there, what's the Mexican restaurant? Why is that Texas?
Oh, the one right there, yeah.
It's right there.
I like Mission Barbecue, which is right there too. What's the barbecue place near practice that Kime swears by? Do you know that one I'm talking about?
Yeah, ZZQ. That's the new spot.
But is that it's only open on Saturdays or something?
JP, he said it's open 7 days a week about 3 minutes ago.
Shh, Pete, shush. What, Phillips?
they opened up a real store 7 days a week now.
Oh, is that the one that used to be only in a parking lot on Saturdays?
Correct.
Okay, yes. I knew there was something. Yeah. All right, so we're going there. Perfect. I know Comfort and Pasture. I know Mama J's. What's the Italian one upstairs right downtown where the menus?
Mama Zoo is very good, yeah.
Isn't there another one?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Edo Squid.
Yeah, I like that place a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Mama Zoo's and Edo Squid, I think, are the same people.
All right, anything else we're forgetting about? There are people coming to town for training camp. Where should they go?
Yeah, Stella's. You got to go to Stella's.
Is that the Greek place?
It is. There's two ways to do Stella's. You got to get a reservation, or you can just roll in with Larry Michael. So those
Larry Michael gets it done in that place.
If you want to get a table there, those are two options.
Yeah, that's how it works with me in TGIs. You just walk with me and you get a table instantly.
And what was the taco place that the players
so
loved?
Good.
That place was good. Down by VCU.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Asado's?
Yes,
yeah.
Asado's. All right, I'll be there, too. Yeah, all right, now I'm getting a little excited.
Of course.
Taylor's excited to write Need to Know every morning. Yeah. I'm excited for some good food.
I'm counting. Taylor's up there in the restaurants we got to go to. We got to get busy.
You know, you're doing Redskins 100 live from the Vale. Taylor's up so early. He's doing Need to Know live from Waffle House. Fantastic.
Phillips.
You know, I haven't done that, Michael, but that's a darn good idea. We'll see if we can arrange a sponsorship with them, and I'll be there every morning.
That's a darn good idea.
You're wearing a Waffle House trucker cap. Let's get that sponsorship lined up.
There we go.
What time's the bus start, just so we know? What time is the bus open?
We're going to find that out.
Phillips, one real football question for you. We've been talking about this. What Redskins player that nobody's talking about do you expect to have a good camp and a good season?
I'm inclined to say Mason Foster. I think he's really going to benefit from the beast that they've installed in front of him. You talk about Jonathan Allen, Deron Payne, and, you know, guys like that make a difference to an inside linebacker. I think he could be in line for a better-than-expected season.
I like it. Michael, always good to talk to you. Everybody read the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and I'm sure, are you guys rolling out like special training camp coverage, I'm guessing, all that kind of good stuff?
Absolutely. Thursday is your big preview issue. We'll run the schedule, the roster every day, so grab one before you come out. because they don't give you a roster on site. So it's helpful to have the numbers. We're going to print that every day for the folks. We're not going to leave anybody hanging.
Awesome. I can't wait to see you and hang out. Thank you for joining us, buddy.
You bet.
TGIs. I can't get over it.
Need to record that.
All right. We are back, and this bus service sounds like a serious cluster. I drive down Broad Street every day at training camp. This bus thing seems quite goofy. Hopefully it's great for the people of Richmond and it's helping. We'll find out here in a few days. But like I said, we got boots on the ground. Mitch, what's up with this bus, dude?
I actually have not quite seen the bus yet, but I've definitely seen the lanes. And on that ride around from the hotel down to the training camp, it takes up the center lane of Broad Street, and it'll be I guess it's going to be good for people to get to and from camp.
How's it going to be for you and I to get to and from camp?
That might be a different story. You know what? Actually, I don't think it's going to make a big difference in terms of our ride, other than I think there are a few more traffic lights and the lanes are a little bit
But I thought they have it timed so the Phillip said the bus gets nothing but green lights. How is that even possible?
Well, if the bus is getting green lights, that means we're going to be getting red lights. You know?
No, with the bus, you dummy.
We're going with the bus. Yeah.
Yeah,
Pete clearly doesn't know what he's talking about.
Every morning, I just might settle in behind the bus and just follow him right through.
Like Clint Portis used to follow Mike Sellers, just right into the end zone.
If you're an NBC lawyer and that's illegal in an NBC vehicle, then that didn't happen.
Yeah. None of this happened. None of this happened.
This podcast doesn't exist.
Unless you're an angry lawyer in Virginia who we may need representation from once we... Mitch, can we take the bus from our hotel to practice?
I wish Phillips would have gotten into that because I haven't quite gotten out to the hotel all the way out there yet. I've been more or less around the facility all morning, I guess all day today.
Before we get into our under-the-radar players, it was pretty great. Mitch sent us a note last night about some stuff we need to make sure we have for Richmond, whatever. And he's like, guys, I'm leaving early AF. And Taylor's like, well, what is early AF? And Taylor was all ready to be like, I'm up at 5 a.m. before the chickens hatch or whatever the hell. And Mitch was like, I had to leave my house at 4 a.m. meeting an internet guy at 5:30. And Taylor was like, that is early AF.
Indeed, early AF.
I was hoping that I would have need to know ready to go while I was waiting for the internet guy to show up to camp, which, as I'm sure all our listeners and everyone else knows, they're always on time.
Well, dude, so Mitch, Phillips just pitched a need to know sponsorship where Tandler does it live at Waffle House at like 5 a.m. I think our sales folks need to get on that.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, Tandler, I think I saw it at 8:15 today.
That's late, dude.
No. It was up well before that.
Sounds suspect. Yeah. A lot of suspicious stuff today, Taylor. Yeah. What the hell's going on?
It was up. It was. I tweeted it at 8:15.
That was probably the third time you tweeted it.
Right.
Yeah.
How many tweets per day does Need to Know get?
5:30. Yeah. For me, I usually do it twice, then put one on.
I'll take the over.
Houston Redskins. Four.
All right, let's do this. Mitch or Tandler, you guys can pick who's your Redskins under the radar player for camp.
I will go with my man Ty Nsekhe.
Ooh, juicy.
I think we might see him playing a little bit of guard potentially and maybe make a huge impact on that running game.
What is this based on, Mitch?
This is based on a total stab in the dark.
All right, that's totally fair.
And I also, you know, I like my big men, and I have, man intuition. This is my big man intuition.
If you had said, like, a non-O-line or D-lineman, I would have been very weirded out. So,
Don't worry. I'm not worried about anybody except for the guys in the trenches.
What about Pete? Are you worried about Pete?
No, because I pretty much know what I'm getting out of Pete coming into camp.
No one's talking about me. I'm going to have a big year, too, hopefully.
We all know Pete's just going to take things very seriously.
I actually am. I've started a story list in my email, and I'm adding ideas of stories I want to execute. I'm actually going into Richmond all business. This is a big year for me.
All right. Tandler, who's your guy? And you can have two. What the hell? You want two? Go for two.
I think my guy for training camp, who I think is going to look good, is Troy Apke.
Ooh.
The rookie deep safety. Cuts. I tell you what, because speed can make you look good in training camp. You know, people will be impressed. He'll have good, he'll flash out of nowhere to knock away a pass. He'll chase down, Darius Geis as he tries to get outside. But I think he will have,
he'll have an impressive camp. For the season, I'm going to go Fabian Moreau. I think somehow I still don't quite have a roadmap for him to get into the starting lineup, which is an issue, I guess, to make a big impact during the season. You kind of have to be at least in the starting lineup. But
I think he could be in the starting lineup.
The roadmap is Skandrick hurts a hamstring in week two and Moreau starting week three.
That is, but can he play the slot? Do you move Dunbar into the slot, play him outside? How does that get handled? Yeah. But I think he will have an impact this season that maybe not Kendall Fuller like, because Fuller got, he was the starting slot corner from OTAs on. So I don't think it'll be quite to that degree, but I think by the end of the year, I think he could be playing as well as Kendall Fuller did.
All right. This is tricky to me because there are, Phillips took Mason Foster, who I think is a really good pick, really good player. But I also think Foster's pretty good. Like, is he really under the radar anymore? He's a starting linebacker. So I'm trying to dig a little bit on this thing, and two names pop for me, and mm-hmm. and this is somewhat about making the roster, and then I don't know, call it a hunch. I don't know what the hell to call it. One name is Josh Harvey Clemens, and I think he has speed. The Redskins have in Zach Brown, but I think Harvey Clemens could emerge as a really good cover linebacker because he played safety in college and has some of those traits and characteristics and kind of just that mindset. Has the speed, has the size. I know Tandler wants him to put weight on. It's not up to me, RT. Sorry, buddy. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to get opportunities. And then I'm looking at the roster, and I don't know that this guy is the guy, but I'm just looking at the roster. Josh Harvey Clemens, barring an injury, JHC is on the roster. Everybody agree with me there? Taylor, you agree?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. I'm looking at the rest of the roster. Last year, they kept five inside linebackers, and they kept five outside guys. Oh, no, I guess they kept four because Murphy got put on IR, right?
Right.
So, and they kept Chris Carter. No, I think it's still five, Taylor, because it was – walk me through this. Kerrigan, Smith, Carter, Gallette, Anderson. And Ryan Anderson.
Okay.
So that's where I was headed with this. So they kept five outside linebackers last year. Now, Chris Carter gave them a little bit of flexibility because he could play inside as well, and he was a special teams guy.
Right, but they kept four on the inside. They kept nine linebackers.
Okay. Are we sure?
Yeah.
Mason, so. Brown. Because Josh Harvey Clemens was – no, dude, they kept five. Mace, Zach Brown, Josh Harvey Clemens, Will Compton, and Martrell Spate. They kept 10 linebackers. That's where I'm headed with this damn soliloquy. So a name to watch for me, they kept 10 linebackers last year. I don't see a different path unless they keep 7D line like Taylor thinks they will and keep Ziggy Hood. Maybe that happens. Pete Robertson is where I'm going with this thing. I think – He played late last year. Now, granted, he didn't play.
Decimated.
They were decimated. He didn't play particularly well, but he's got four games on his belt already. He's been in the program all offseason. When you watch who shows up at a lot of these charity functions, that sort of stuff, 45 is there. Pete is there. He's in their weight room, watching their film, knows all the systems.
Sounds a lot like not like this podcast, Pete. That's a hardworking Pete who takes care of business.
Very, very different Pete's.
Yeah.
And I just think 6'2", 250, if he can have a good camp, maybe this isn't my guy I'm predicting to be an under-the-radar star, but I think maybe he has a chance at a roster spot when a lot of us aren't expecting that. What do you say to that, Tandler?
I'm skeptical because I think it.
But you also didn't remember that they kept 10 linebackers till 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, no, I'm pulling it up right now.
No, Rich. Listen,
they kept five safeties too. Kept six corners. They kept extra guys. They kept two extra guys on defense. They went 27 and 23.
11, which I don't know 16, on the offensive side of the ball who's going to force them to do anything different. Maybe they want to keep Kevin Hogan.
What if the Redskins keep 53 guys?
I knew that was coming, Mitch. I couldn't wait.
They only keep 53.
Look, my math is right today, damn it.
Normally not so much, but today.
Well, but then it immediately switched because Cravens walked out and they claimed T.J. Clemmings on.
Dude, Cravens was hurt still at that point. The walkout stuff wasn't until.
I'm talking about the final 53. The walkout occurred immediately after the 53 went out.
He was hurt.
And he was supposedly ready to play. He was supposedly ready to play in the open. That was the word.
I don't know. It seems like you're trying to backtrack on that they had 10 linebackers.
No,
because Cravens counted as a safety.
Right in front of me. They do. They do. I'd forgotten about Chris Carter.
Ha-ha, I had not.
This year, I think the fifth is going to be either Martrell Spate or Zach Vigil. I don't think Robertson.
But Taylor,
is in the
those
picture.
Are inside linebackers, dude. I'm talking about on the outside where they're noticeably thin. I wrote about it in my 10 questions. I mean, Pernell McPhee hasn't played a 16-game season in 4 seasons. Ryan Anderson, you got nothing from last year. Maybe you get more this year. Hell, maybe Ryan Anderson should be on this list as guys that could turn the page because they really need him now. Last year they didn't. This year they need him to be able to play.
But it's not like he's shown much flashes while maybe Morrow or other guys have.
He needs to take that rookie year to second year jump. Like Kendall Fuller do last year, like we saw Matt Ioannidis do last year. I mean, that is the, you know, that's what you need, that's what they need out of him.
All right, let's end it here. Straight up or down vote, no wiggle room. I think this is going to be a sweep, but here we go. Who takes the second year jump? 2017 second round pick, Ryan Anderson, or 2017 third round pick, Fabian Moreau? Pete, you start.
I'll say Moreau. More confident in him.
All right, Mitchell?
I'd definitely say Moreau. JV, we saw him working out down in Miami.
He looks good, man.
Yeah, we were doing some stuff with DJ Swearinger, checking out on our Instagram page. But he was down there working hard. I think that's a pretty easy one.
Taylor?
But is Moreau one of those guys who looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane?
I think that might be Anderson. Who's your pick then?
I just had to get that line.
Binary. Yeah, that line is good.
I'll take Moreau. But I think Anderson, you know, anything Anderson does would be an improvement over last year. He got 0 sacks. I think I counted 11 tackles. He didn't even play 200 snaps, even though he missed 2 games. I think he'll be better, but that's not a very high bar.
But, dude, Moreau gave you 4 tackles and knocked away 1 pass. Like, it's not like Moreau's.
I am concerned because he only played 59 snaps, I want to say. And after they had their little bout with injuries with Norman missing time with a rib, and I think Breland missed maybe a game. But the second half of the year, I think he played like 2 snaps at cornerback.
So, who the hell moved in when Norman was hurt? I don't remember now. So you still had Fuller, Breland. Is there somebody we're forgetting? It's kind of interesting. I think we all agree that it's Moreau, but you want an under-the-radar guy that the Redskins desperately need to show up, I'm going to say it's Ryan Anderson. Pete has something to say.
I just want to do one more. If we're doing camp guys, I'm going to take Cam Sims because I think receiver's a position that lends itself to standing out in training camp, and he's a guy Gruden pointed out in OTAs as being a standout.
Yeah, but Gruden names everybody when he does that.
No, but remember, this is when we asked Gruden, hey, what young undrafted guys have stood out? And instead of him going, oh, I think we've had a great class, he said him and Danny Johnson at DB. So Cam Sims, bigger Alabama guy. I'm going to maybe write a blog on him a couple days in. I think he could be that preseason hero.
How many wideouts are going to keep?
By the way, real quick, it was Dunbar who got more snaps when Norman was out.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then Breland and Fuller. Gotcha. I mean, how many wideouts are they going to keep? We know 3 of them, Richardson, Crowder, Doxson.
It's that Robert Davis, Mo Harris group, Trey Quinn, and Cam Sims.
I don't think there's any reason to say Cam Sims couldn't push for one of those jobs.
I don't even think you say Quick? Yeah, Quick's in there. I don't know.
Taylor, what was that weird noise you made?
That was scary.
Well, no, I'll wait and see because there is going to be an undrafted free agent who breaks through and makes the team. I don't have any on the 52 that I projected just because nobody at minicamp really stepped up and said, hey, I'm going to force my way onto this roster. But as camp goes on, that could change. And Sims could be one of those guys because it's not, it's not for, the 3 through 6 wide receivers plus one more competing for the 6th spot. It's not, there's nobody there that makes you say, that's uncuttable, really.
Yeah, I mean, everybody likes to point out that insane catch Mo Harris had last year, but I think he just totally disappeared after that. It's not like he went on some tear. And Robert Davis, of course, is a 6th-rounder from last year. So I think Sims has a chance to beat it out and be one of those guys who surprises. So just keep an eye on him. And it might just be because he wears 89. I don't know.
All right, moving on. A couple things. The guy that hates shtick, turn the pot off now. One, I have a bunch of old clothes. Pete, do you want them? They're in my car.
Yeah, I'll get them after the show.
All right. They're good dress clothes. They're just like, they don't fit me anymore. Two, I have an idea for camp that I need Mitch to sign off on. What's my favorite TV show, Mitch? Do you know?
Peaky Blinders?
No. Well,
no.
The Liar.
Billionaires. Billionaires.
Yeah, I'm sure. Billionaires.
Billions. I love.
Billions.
College Game Day is my favorite TV show ever. Okay. Game Day is the best. And I recognize it's different. I'm not going to binge Game Day. What makes Game Day the best?
Mascot heads?
Fans.
The signs.
Oh, yeah.
The fans, right.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
So here's where I'm going. Anybody that brings a sign, but it has to be specific to the podcast, right? Like, it has to be something funny.
Like Mitch loves big men or something.
Right, something like that.
Stick related.
Something like that.
Live from the Lazy Boy.
Something like that. I want Redskins Talk Podcast signs in the crowd at training camp.
Wow.
It's going to be dope. You guys bring them. We'll all take pictures. We'll tweet it out. And if you bring a sign and it's funny, and maybe we'll set up a rule, like 2 of the 4 of us have to think it's funny.
Yeah, it has to be voted on.
You get to tell, you get 90 seconds on the pod. Bang.
Yo,
I'll record it on my phone from the sideline. So it can't, now we appreciate all signs, right? So we'll see. There will be a moving scale. There is no hard and fast line with this. Mitch, do we have your support?
You absolutely have my support. I'll just point out that it's going to be real tough to get 2 of 4 because Taylor is going to just downvote everything.
Right.
Unless it's about Preston Smith,
well,
he's just going to downvote it.
Pete. Hey, if it's about Pete, you've definitely got a real good shot.
Well,
it's a shot at Pete.
Shots at Pete are encouraged. Or just like the awesome reviews people have been leaving, just make that in a sign form.
Yeah. God, I can't wait for it.
Yeah, the signs are going to be great. All right, Taylor,
idea,
it has your support.
That's a fantastic. I'm just pissed I didn't think of it.
Well, there's a reason I run things around here. Speaking of reviews, we're up over 300. It's going to be tight to get the reviews to Boloville for the podcast party August 4th at Matchbox. Mitch, I noticed you were wearing a bolo on your golf vacation. What the hell, dude?
I did. I decided that if we were, I was very confident that we were going to get to the number to wear the bolos, and I figured I might as well kill 2 birds with 1 stone and make a part of our, we do a best dress day on our golf trip. It's usually kind of funny costumes and dress ups, and I went with a bolo.
All right. So you're just going to bring the bolo to Campton and wear it to the podcast party?
Regardless of the number of reviews, we're up over 300. You guys got me in a bolo. I'm in.
Terrific.
BYOB.
Ben Chandler can't complain that he's the only one that's ever done anything for the podcast.
Exactly.
That's important. Yeah,
bring your own bolo. All right. I am done. Anybody have anything to say?
We will see you in Richmond. It's going to be a fun 2.5 to 3 weeks. Can't wait.
Who knows? Who knows how long Pete gets. Yeah. But Chandler, take us out.
Let's roll. Heading down 95.
It's time. Daily podcast.
95 is the... Oh, yeah, dude. So this... Our next podcast will be Wednesday.
Because Gruden's presser
is
on Wednesday.
So Jay Gruden's going to have a press conference probably 4 o'clock-ish is my guess. And we will have a pod after that. And then you'll have a pod every day for...
Yeah.
I don't even know how long. There's a lot more...
Every day that there is practice.
Every day that there is practice.
And maybe a hangover pod.
We at least will give you that guarantee. Every day there's practice.
Yeah, I just got my work laptop, so I'm able to edit remotely. I'll be editing and posting ASAP.
Oh, so you'll be a producer remotely, just not when we're in studio.
You're welcome, Pete.
Thank you, Mitch. JP ignored.
All right. Folks, thank you very much. People have been hitting me up on Twitter saying that I owe them a beer. Actually, people have been hitting me up on Instagram, like pictures of me and my family saying, hey, you owe me a beer. Come to the podcast party, dude. I'll give you a beer. Matchbox and Short Pump, August 4th. It's going to be wild. Thank you very much for listening. Come to the pod party. I'll give you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.